This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week with another great show for you, discussing the importance of probiotic strain diversity, which is a new emerging issue related to probiotic supplementation. So if you take probiotics or are interested in learning more about them, you'll definitely want to tune into that show. Today, I've got a great show lined up for you, as always. Really excited about the special guest that I have on the phone with me. He's a colleague that I have worked with over the last year, and he is a local physician who has some really great information to share with us and also is going to be introducing us to some exciting new facility that's going to be opening right here in our backyard in Gaithersburg, Maryland. So we're going to be talking today about cardiometabolic syndrome, which is kind of a long, fancy word for a conglomeration of issues related to the cardiovascular system and related to our bodies and metabolism, hence the name cardiometabolic. It encompasses things like hypertension, which is high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, elevated blood sugar, cardiovascular disease in general, type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, because what we now understand is that you can't separate out all of these different conditions into subsets. What we're learning and what we've known actually for quite a while now is that these issues all go hand in hand. And in order to deal with the cardiac system, you have to deal with the metabolic system. And we're going to be discussing some of these specific things in today's show. Dr. Wang is an integrative physician. He graduated from Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston and completed his internship and residency in internal medicine at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C. He is board certified by the American Board of Internal Medicine. In addition to his traditional medical training, he has special expertise in integrative and functional medicine with a focus on optimal health and wellness. Dr. Wang believes healing is achieved by combining a team-based systems biology approach, emphasizing personalized lifestyle and nutrition changes, and cultivating a whole person balance of mind, body, and spirit. He is a medical acupuncturist certified by the state of Maryland, a current fellow at the University of Arizona's Center for Integrative Medicine, and is a candidate for certification by the Institute for Functional Medicine. In his spare time, he enjoys running, meditation, yoga, cooking, and spending time with his lovely wife and daughter. Dr. Wang, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me. It's a great pleasure to be with you today.
Sure. So we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things in today's show. And I think some of the health issues, especially related to some natural approaches to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, are things that people are going to be really, really interested in and things we're excited to share with everyone. But I want to talk just for a second about the Casey Institute. I know you've just recently been given a position there or earned a position there as one of the staff physicians. And, you know, the KC Health Institute is something that is going to be bringing medicine to the Maryland, Gaithersburg, Bethesda area community in a very different way. And I was wondering if you could just explain a little bit about what the KC Health Institute is going to be and what its goals are.
Great. Thanks, Kevin. And yes, and KC Health Institute is a new model for healthcare in the 21st century. It will be located in Gaithersburg, Maryland. The plan is for it to open in the spring of 2013, around March. And a major focus of KC Health will be putting the patient at the center of their own healthcare, which will include communication with all of their providers. But people are looking for a different way of doing things with their own health and wellness. They're looking for personalized, proactive, and effective solutions to take charge of their own healthcare and feel better regardless of whether or not they are having long-standing medical conditions or whether or not they want to improve chronic pain or whether they're relatively healthy and want to optimize their own health and wellness. So KC Health will be a comprehensive patient-centered medical home model that offers primary care as well as integrative healthcare services and a team-based approach that will provide patients with a personal team of resources so that they can make conscious, informed choices about their own health and wellness in partnership with the team. So the team will include physicians and primary care as well as likely other specialties, nurse practitioners and health coaches, naturopaths, acupuncturists, chiropractors, nutritionists, therapeutic yoga, psychotherapists, healing touch therapy, and other mind-body medicine practitioners. And so with a focus on both finding the true causes of illness and disease and also promoting a healthy diet and lifestyle to bring the patient back into balance naturally, KC Health will partner with patients to meet them wherever they are on their journey towards health and healing. So I'm very excited about joining KC Health, and I believe it will transform the way we think about and experience healthcare in Montgomery County and beyond.
Yeah, it's a great model. And I think beyond just a regular integrative medicine clinic where you might have some physicians and acupuncturists and integrative, other practitioners, I think the real true goal of KC Health Institute goes beyond that. And really the core structure of the business model, from what I understand, involves the practitioners really working together, again, always keeping the patient at the center of focus. So
right.
Really stressing the fact that and creating an environment where practitioners are really given the tools, given the environment, and given the motivation to collaborate on each patient's case from all of the different perspectives, where, you know, with the end goal to improve patient outcomes, which is always when you have the practitioners working together, you get cost savings, you get better patient outcomes, you get better patient satisfaction, you get better practitioner satisfaction. It just benefits everybody on all ends.
So I absolutely agree.
Yeah, a really, really unique and really, really interesting model. And Dr. Wong, I'm really excited that you're going to be part of it. As I said, I've known you in the community for a little while now, and I was thrilled to hear that you're going to be one of the staff physicians there. Anybody who ends up at KC will be
happy to be here,
good hands under your care. So, if people want to learn more about the KC Institute, you can go to www.kcasey.org. That's kcasey.org. And you can learn a little bit more. You can see some pictures of how things are coming along at the beautiful 65,000 square foot building that they'll be operating out of in Gaithersburg. And you can keep updated and see when they are going to be start seeing patients, and the doors will open. So that's a really great intro, I think, to KC Health. Dr. Wong, let's talk a little bit, or let's intro our topic for today, cardiometabolic syndrome. I gave a little brief overview in my introduction, but maybe you can, share with listeners a little bit more about what this term cardiometabolic syndrome means and what types of things it encompasses.
Cardiometabolic syndrome is a clinical diagnosis that encompasses many clinical findings that are prevalent and, in fact, epidemic now in our society. These include things like increased waist circumference, which is a marker for overweight and obesity. Those in and of itself are not necessarily a problem, but they often signify underlying excess abdominal fat and inflammation, insulin resistance, which can lead to a whole host of problems that we'll get into. In addition, there are associations with increased blood pressure, increased fasting blood sugar, including both high normal blood sugar and what's called impaired fasting glucose, with a blood sugar between 100 and 125, as well as frank diabetes, where people may need very strict lifestyle diet changes and/or medications and even insulin, and that would be a blood sugar above 125. Increased triglycerides type of blood fat that is processed, especially when there are excess calories consumed in relation to activity, as well as a decrease in the high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which has traditionally been a cholesterol that has been felt to be the good cholesterol, a recycler of the bad low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, although now it has been shown that there are some types of high-density lipoprotein cholesterol molecules that are actually anti-inflammatory and some are pro-inflammatory. So depending on the state of inflammation in a person's body, the HDL cholesterol may be beneficial or harmful to that individual, depending on that situation. So this constellation of risk factors, why we are concerned about it in the medical community and the healthcare community is so prevalent, actually, in the United States. The most recent report from National Health Statistics reports in 2009 showed that the total percentage of people in the United States with metabolic syndrome was 34%. This rises to 51.5% for ages 60 years and over. In addition, for people that are considered overweight or obese, for the overweight category, which would be a BMI above 25, that prevalence of metabolic syndrome was 33%, and for obesity it was 56%, which is incredibly high. That means more than one out of three people in America have metabolic syndrome, and these are just people that are known diagnosed metabolic syndrome. I would propose that the actual ratio of people that have metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance is closer to 1 in 2 or even 60% or so, depending on the criteria.
Yeah, it is quite staggering. And I mean, what we're talking about here, and this metabolic syndrome, or as you name it, cardiometabolic syndrome, we're talking about these risk factors that significantly contribute to damage to our cardiovascular system. And we know for many years, Dr. Wong, between the number one and number two leading cause of death in America is usually alternates between cancer and heart disease, basically heart attacks, myocardial infarction, and other issues related to heart attacks. And the number three is usually stroke, which is also related to the cardiovascular system and what's happening inside of your blood vessels. So we're talking about a condition that encompasses one of the leading causes of death of Americans. This is a huge issue, and it is related. What's so interesting about the conversation we're going to have today is cardiometabolic syndrome is so related to this bad or non-beneficial BMI, body mass index, which basically means people are overweight. And in a lot of instances, if you can get people back to a healthy body mass index, get their nutritional program straightened out, improve their lipid profiles, get their insulin resistance down, you don't always need medications to reverse every single one of these things. Sometimes medications are part of the treatment plan, but lifestyle issues can create so much traction in helping people to recover aspects of their health and significantly reduce their risk factors for the worst thing you could possibly imagine, which is death.
In 2011, the number one killer in America was cardiovascular disease, with about 590,000 deaths attributed to heart disease. Stroke, as you said, was number three, and cancer being number two. But certainly, it's a situation where those two instances of cardiovascular disease and stroke are the biggest killers in America.
Yeah, and usually somewhere around four or five is complications related to diabetes,
which is
directly correlated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So people really can prevent and reverse metabolic syndrome through, as you said, through natural methods such as diet, such as what they eat, such as lifestyle, how they move their bodies, how they manage the stresses that inevitably occur in life, you know, how they manage their life. So these are things that we can talk about today.
Yes, absolutely. So, we're going to have to take a quick break. Sorry, Dr. Wong, I don't want to cut you off. When we come back, we're also going to be picking up some really interesting topics. Like, we're going to be discussing hypertension, high blood pressure specifically, and discussing natural ways to help lower blood pressure, really important aspects of diet, really important aspects of nutrition. And we're going to be talking about foods and supplements that can also support the body in regulating blood pressure, regulating cholesterol, and dealing with some of these core issues associated with cardiometabolic syndrome. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product, aged digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com. Or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness every single week. I have on the phone with me today Dr. Andrew Wong, who is an integrative physician here in Maryland. He is now on staff at the Casey Health Institute, which we talked about in the last segment, which is literally going to revolutionize healthcare in Montgomery County by offering a patient-centered is a very important term, healthcare clinic that incorporates physicians, nurse practitioners, naturopaths, acupuncturists, chiropractors, nutritionists, yoga, everything integrative, everything holistic, all under one roof, with the entire focus being always on the patient. Always on the patient. That's where you get good outcomes. There is no other clinic like this in the area, and I'm very, very excited to have it as a resource in the community. We are also discussing aspects of cardiometabolic syndrome, which we introduced in the last segment. In this segment, Dr. Wong, I would like for you to talk to us specifically about some of the issues around hypertension. Lots and lots of people have high blood pressure. Some people have it related to stress. Some people have it related to genetics. Some people have it related to diet. A lot of people have it related to all of those factors combined in one person. But high blood pressure can be a difficult condition to manage. It can be something that a lot of people end up on medication for. And there are ways that we can address high blood pressure and hypertension from a more natural standpoint. I would like for you to start introducing some of those concepts and discussing some of the interventions that you've seen be successful for helping to manage high blood pressure issues.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, high blood pressure is a big problem in America. And I think the first thing I'd like to say is that the prevalence of high blood pressure, the current prevalence is around 40%. But when you look at the age group of 60 years and over, it actually ends up being 71%, meaning 71% of people have a diagnosis of high blood pressure or they're on meds to treat their high blood pressure, which is mind-boggling to me. That means about 3 out of 4 people in America have high blood pressure. So something is contributing to that. And the first thing I'd like to say is that we need to move away from diagnoses and naming conditions, even though they're useful for terming things and understanding them at least conceptually in that way. But hypertension is not a disease. Hypertension is a downstream effect of various causes of high blood pressure. So we need to figure out what those causes are, and that's what integrative and functional medicine is all about. Hypertension is not a disease. It is a vascular marker for dysfunction of the endothelium, loss of function of the endothelium. So if you take an artery, just to talk for a second about this scientific principle that we need to discuss, the endothelium is a single cell lining that lines every artery. And so what hypertension really is a correct but chronic dysregulated response to vascular insults, to vascular injuries. So we know now through research and through studies and clinical trials and clinical experience that vascular injury can be repaired to restore vascular balance and correct high blood pressure and correct the true cause of high blood pressure, which is endothelial dysfunction, meaning dysfunction of this endothelial layer of the artery through natural means, through nutrition, through diet, through lifestyle, stress reduction. So I'd like to talk first about the major treatments of hypertension and delve into that a little bit. First being diet. Diet, as you know, being foundation for optimal health. And I advocate an anti-inflammatory diet. There's DASH diets, dietary approaches to stop hypertension, and this would be a good one. It's shown in studies to have 5 to 10 points of systolic blood pressure reduction. But the caveat of diet is that one size does not fit all. So there might be some people with gluten sensitivity, or there may be some people with insulin resistance already, with metabolic syndrome already, corresponding to their high blood pressure and other issues like high cholesterol, that you may have to decrease the amount of fruit in that diet. People may have lactose intolerance or irritable bowel syndrome, and so you may have to tweak the diet a little bit. But in general, a diet with a large serving of fruits and vegetables, we're talking on the scale of 10 fruits and vegetables a day, and I would suggest that being closer to the vegetable side, so more about 7 servings of vegetables, mostly green leafy type vegetables, and 3 fruits, 3 servings of fruits a day at most. If someone has diabetes, probably cutting that down to 1 to 2 servings. But we know that can certainly reduce blood pressure alone. The other thing, number two would be exercise, or even a co-number 1 would be exercise, meaning moving your body. So we know that exercise 5 to 7 days a week with interval training and resistance training, and I'll get into the specifics of that, but it can reduce blood pressure by 10 to 15 points. So that's as good as most blood pressure medications. Resistance training I would recommend before aerobic interval training, because this maximizes production of beneficial hormones to the body that builds muscle mass, such as testosterone and growth hormone, and it also decreases cortisol, which is a major stress hormone, as well as decreases insulin. You do want to decrease blood levels of insulin in general in the body as well, because insulin tends to be a pro-inflammatory hormone in many situations, especially with people with metabolic syndrome. So exercise in general, working up to 40 minutes of resistance training followed by 20 minutes of aerobic interval training on an average of 6 days a week with 1 rest day has been shown to reduce blood pressure by, again, 10 to 15 points. And this actually helps to repair the vascular lining, the endothelium, and treat the cause of hypertension and not just suppress the symptoms. This also increases lean muscle mass as well, and this basically will decrease insulin resistance, decrease inflammation, decrease belly fat, and be overall very healthy for metabolism in the body. The best time to exercise being, I would suggest in the morning, although any time is probably better than no time. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are great recommendations, and they make a lot of sense. I mean, this goes way beyond. It applies specifically to hypertension, definitely, and applies to lowering cholesterol. But think about what humans were designed to do. We were designed to eat fruits and vegetables, not processed food. The DASH diet is not brain surgery. The DASH diet works because you decrease the amount of sodium, you increase the amount of potassium and magnesium because you get rich sources of potassium and magnesium from vegetables and fruits, and you reduce the sodium and you reduce other harmful things in your diet by cutting out the processed food. That type of diet parlays to health effects on all spectrums. In addition to exercise, not only will exercise lower your blood pressure, but it will improve your cholesterol ratios. It will also increase your hormone levels. It reduces your risks of certain types of cancers. It keeps your mood elevated. It does everything that you could possibly want to do in order to stay healthy. So yes, these things work when we put them in a box. We also know that exercise works as well as prescription antidepressants for mild to moderate depression. We know that exercise works to help so many other different conditions. We can study how it works for each one, but overall, you have to remember common sense counts, you know, and everybody knows it sometimes. And I'm sure you see this all the time, Dr. Wong. People come in and they sit down across the desk from me and we talk about their health issues. And I say, okay, listen, you need to start an exercise program. We have the data that shows if you exercise X amount, your condition will improve. And they look at me and they say, well, you know what, doc, I knew it, but I just needed to hear it from you. I needed to hear it from a doctor. And, you know, it's funny how it works, but you're hearing it from two doctors right now. If you're not already doing it, start doing it. So besides some of the basic concepts of exercise and nutrition, which really are the core foundation, because if you don't have those in place, it's going to be difficult to manage a hypertension issue with just something like supplements. Sometimes it's difficult to manage it with just something like drugs. So some people come in and they know I'm a naturopathic doctor and they know I work with supplements and herbs and they say, doc, I don't want to take my blood pressure meds. What can you give me natural? And I say, well, we can talk about some things, but you're going to have to change your diet and you're going to have to start exercising and do all the things that we know will get your body back in line. And if they're not willing to do it, the interventions I'm going to use are not going to be all that successful. But used in combination with diet and exercise, the things from the natural pharmacy can be extremely effective at supporting the body and regulating the function of this endothelial lining that Dr. Wong has been talking about. So introduce us to some of those topics, Dr. Wong.
So we'll start with fish oil, Kevin, and omega-3 fatty acids, a type of polyunsaturated fatty acids. It's been shown that eating fish three times a week can lower blood pressure. Often people have aversion to eating that much fish, or it can be hard to find. And so I often advise people to take fish oil. The other thing about fish can be that there can be pollutants in it, such as PCBs or mercury or other contaminants. And so most of the good supplement companies that produce fish oil, really all of them, they molecularly distill the contaminants so that they're mercury-free, etc. Omega-3 fatty acids are natural calcium channel blockers. Calcium channel blockers are a class of drugs that are used to treat hypertension, and they're also natural ACE inhibitors, angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors. The body has ways to get around pharmacology. So one thing that I learned recently, which I thought was really interesting, is that the body has different types of ACE inhibitors. ACE have different types of angiotensin converting enzyme 1 and 2. So the drug form, which is something like lisinopril, for instance, just to name a pharmaceutical drug, actually inhibits ACE 1, but it doesn't inhibit ACE 2. So the body has natural pathways to get around any drugs that we can offer. But when you offer things that are more natural, whether it be from food or natural supplements, this is something that has often more multiplicative and multiple pathways in the body and that can act more effectively. So again, fish oil is a natural calcium channel blocker and ACE inhibitor. It actually can improve renal function in people with kidney disease, including diabetics with kidney disease. It improves insulin sensitivity. It improves endothelial dysfunction, which means, again, to open up the artery. And it lowers blood pressure by about 8 points systolically on the top number there and 5 points diastolically on the bottom number. And so for blood pressure reduction, I would recommend 3 to 4 grams of fish oil, a total of DHA and EPA, which are the major active forms of fish oil. And usually when you take one part of omega-3 fatty acids, of polyunsaturated fatty acids, you want to balance one part of omega-3s with 4 parts of monounsaturated fatty acids, i.e. olive oil and olive products, to reduce oxidative stress, because giving fish oil alone without something to prevent its oxidation will result in oxidation in the arteries. That's an important point. They don't have to be consumed at the exact same time, but certainly olive oil is a part of a healthy diet, something around the lines of 20 grams of olive oil, which is about 1.5 to 2 tablespoons of olive oil, of extra virgin olive oil, ideally would be beneficial in this setting.
And what's really interesting, just to mention, 2 weeks ago, I did a really great show on omega-3s with one of the clinical advisors for what I think is one of the better fish oil companies, Nordic Naturals.
Yes.
And what is emerging in fish oil, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time, go back into the archive section on the Village Green website and download the show if you're interested in this. It's more about looking at the tissue ratios of omega-3 to omega-6 and looking at what your diet, supplementation, and everything is contributing to. It's not just about taking omega-3 supplements.
Right.
It's about understanding how your body has compiled them, what your genetic factors are like, what other aspects in your diet are contributing to the balance, and finding that balance. And there's a great test, www.omega3test.com. I promoted on the last show. It's a simple in-home finger prick test that will give you a score of your tissue saturation of omega-3s. It'll rank you in a percentage, and there is solid epidemiological data suggesting that if you're in the higher end of that percentage, above a certain cutoff, and they give you the cutoff, your rates for cardiovascular disease start to significantly drop. So this is a great way of understanding what is going on in your tissues to help you assess how much omega-3 fish oil you should be taking, how much you should be including in your diet, and what type of omega-6s you should be avoiding in your diet. Now, we're going to have to run to break right here, but Dr. Wong, when we come back, I want you to pick up the conversation with hypertension and discuss with us some of these other very powerful natural ingredients that work through things like inhibiting the angiotensin converting enzyme or a calcium channel blocking effect, just like the drugs that we use, understanding we can affect the same mechanisms in the body with things from the natural pharmacy as we can with things from the pharmaceutical prescription pharmacy, and combining these things in the natural pharmacy with diet, lifestyle, exercise can have profound effects on the management of this type of condition, which so many people, as you mentioned, 70% of people over the age of 60 suffer with. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. bringing you the best information on health and wellness. And today is absolutely no exception. I don't think we've really covered this topic in as much depth as we have today. We're discussing cardiometabolic syndrome. In the last segment, we discussed some really specific aspects around hypertension or high blood pressure. And we're going to be continuing that conversation in this segment and then moving on to issues related to high cholesterol, all in the context of this cardiometabolic syndrome type of issue. So I have on the phone as my special guest, if you're just tuning in, Dr. Andrew Wong. He is a medical doctor and he is an integrative physician. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, he is a staff physician at the Casey Health Institute, which is a new facility scheduled to open in Gaithersburg in the spring of 2013, offering integrative patient-centered care, a very new and very unique model of delivering healthcare to the public and the community. So Dr. Wong, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me.
Sure. Can we pick up where we left off on the last segment regarding some other things from the natural pharmacy that are shown to have some really good impact on dealing with hypertension and high blood pressure issues?
Yes, I'd like to go through some more things from the natural pharmacy that we can use to treat hypertension, starting with magnesium. It's a natural calcium channel blocker. It is involved in 300-plus enzymes, enzymatic reactions in the body, and it does reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. Magnesium taurate is a great combo for blood pressure. Taurate is found in stomach bile and helps with digestion, so that combination can help quite a bit. Garlic is another natural blood pressure-lowering food and supplement. You can actually supplement about 10 milligrams of allicin, A-L-L-I-C-I-N, which is the active ingredient in garlic, per day to have a significant blood pressure lowering effect. And in studies that were done on cultivated garlic, there was an 8 millimeter point reduction in high blood pressure in those patients. So quite effective, and I think a good adjunct to blood pressure treatment. Another thing would be seaweed, and you can actually get this in stores, but Wakami seaweed is the most popular seaweed in Japan, and that can lower blood pressure by about 14 points in a four-week study. Vitamin C, which I would dose at 500 milligrams 1 to 2 times a day, to get to a serum level of 100 micrograms per liter as a way to reduce blood pressure. And you want to use this especially in elderly patients with resistant hypertension. These individuals tend to have stiffer arteries, and vitamin C can help to treat that. So in one study of 600 milligrams a day of vitamin C, the reduction in blood pressure was about 7 points there. But certainly it can be much more dramatic than that in the right individual. Vitamin B is another actual anti-hypertensive hormone, actually, and it's used for so many different things. There's associations between low levels of vitamin D and higher levels of cardiovascular disease, of certain cancers like colon, breast, and prostate cancer, autoimmunity, infections, asthma. And so vitamin D, I'd like to get the dose of that up to a level of vitamin D of about 60 nanograms per milliliter. And so that would average out, depending on the individual, somewhere between 2,000 and 5,000 units a day. Checking it every a couple of times a year, at least, just to make sure it's not not going too low or too high. Other things that can be very helpful, vitamin B6 is a natural diuretic, a natural calcium channel blocker. It improves insulin sensitivity, and it's a cofactor in neurotransmitter and hormone biosynthesis, including serotonin, so it's often used in treatment for depression. I would use this in a patient with high stress levels. You could go up to 200 milligrams a day for the short term. I think long term I would limit it to 75 to 100 milligrams a day at most. Other natural substances that can help are coenzyme Q10. This works about half of the time in studies. It really depends on whether or not the blood levels of CoQ10 are low, and that's something you can ask your doctor about, and that's generally covered by insurances most of the time. Therapeutic levels are about 3 nanograms per ml, and so you can ask your doctor to check that level, and if it's low, supplement that. Coenzyme Q10 is a nutrient that was discovered in the 1950s. It's found in some meat products like fish, beef, some nuts, but it has a vitamin-like effect. It's found in every cell, and it's essential in energy production and as part of the antioxidant system and organ health as well. So we generally see a need to take at least 100 milligrams a day in people with hypertension, but often 200 to 400 milligrams a day. I know Village Green has a lot of good brands. Another thing I would say is that the average blood pressure reductions in responders to CoQ10 is on the average of 17 points. This is better than most blood pressure medications. So coenzyme Q10, after about 2 to 4 weeks, you see a normalization of blood pressure in responding individuals. The other thing just to consider is that coenzyme Q10 is called ubiquinone, but the metabolized reduced form, ubiquinol, is recommended after the age of 40 in my practice because of problems as aging occurs with conversion of the ubiquinone to ubiquinol form. Alpha-lipoic acid is an antioxidant that has been shown in studies to be having additive effects to drugs, and 100 to 200 milligrams a day of R-form lipoic acid has been shown to have an additive effect with, again, ACE inhibitors. Other ones which are really great, resveratrol, which I recommend to a lot of patients. One thing we haven't talked about yet for blood pressure is that there's something called central blood pressure, which is blood pressure coming out of the aorta, the main artery coming out of the heart. And so resveratrol actually reduces central blood pressure by seven points, even though there's no change in peripheral blood pressure. But it's been shown that central blood pressure is actually a much more predictive way to measure blood pressure, even though we don't have a standardized way of measuring that right now. You can get resveratrol through red wine. You can get it through supplements such as trans-resveratrol. And so that's a really good one. It has a lot of anti-aging effects as well. Pomegranate juice is a natural ACE inhibitor. In a study, a couple of studies that were done, it showed reductions in systolic blood pressure. And it can also reduce plaques in the carotid arteries and reduce the oxidation of cholesterol. We'll talk about that in the next part, but it can make pro-inflammatory cholesterol neutralize pro-inflammatory cholesterol, basically. And then sesame is another one. Sesame in 4-week trials has been shown to decrease blood pressure in some individuals. It's an additive effect to other drugs as well. And we can also talk about lycopene. Lycopene is an antioxidant found in tomatoes. Tomato lycopene extract for 8 weeks reduced blood pressure by about 10 points in patients with a blood pressure between 140 and 160. And again, if this has also been shown in studies when added to drugs to help. But again, if you take 3 or 4 of these supplements or even a couple of them along with diet and exercise and lifestyle changes, often people don't need drugs. The other thing that I would do is often test people with either a SpectraCell nutrient test or a Genova test to look for their functional level of nutrients, that is how well their nutrients are carrying out the enzymatic processes needed for their body's optimal function. And then if those nutrients are low, then you can actually target specific nutrients and antioxidants in order to reduce blood pressure in a natural way.
Yeah, and then one of the interesting ones is, can you talk about bonita peptide?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. So bonita peptide is a natural peptide found in fish, certain fish. Bonito fish is a fish that is native to Japan, but tuna and mackerel also have blood pressure lowering effects. Bonito protein has been shown, though, that's the only one of those three, has been shown in clinical trials to reduce blood pressure by about 10 points in a period of over 1 to 3 months at a dose of about 1.5 grams a day. There's no adverse effects in contrast to ACE inhibitors. So bonito peptide is a natural ACE inhibitor, but the pharmaceutical ACE inhibitors cause coughing and then many people have severe allergies and anaphylaxis, and there's no adverse effects of bonito peptide. It's very cost-effective. There's a good brand by Metagenics that I like to use called Vasotensin, and I think, Kevin, you mentioned there's also a brand by Orthomolecular, but this is a really good one backed up by studies that has very strong effects in comparison to natural ACE inhibitors, just as effective but without the side effects. Again, the principle of doing no harm and aligning the treatments with things that, you know, that your body is used to already, i.e. food and antioxidants and supplements that are derived from food, makes sense as to why they have less side effects.
Absolutely. They come from the natural pharmacy. And a lot of times people ask, well, why do I have to take all these pills, you know, maybe they have to take some CoQ10 and their vitamin D levels are low, so they need some D, and then we throw in some C and maybe we get them on some fish oil. And it's like all of a sudden people are kind of overwhelmed with the pills. And well, how do I know which one is working? Can I take just one? What you have to understand is that the natural things from the natural pharmacy are exactly that. They're from the natural pharmacy. They're going to work with our body to create some type of regulation. Pharmaceuticals are very specifically designed and engineered to manipulate a specific process in the body. They're very potent, very powerful, which is why one pill a day may affect a dramatic change in somebody's health. But as a side effect or a consequence of the power and specificity of all of that engineering of the pharmaceutical is that it will invariably affect other mechanisms in the body, which is why every pharmaceutical comes with a pretty large subset of side effects. Things from the natural pharmacy are easily metabolized by the body. Our body has evolved with metabolizing and using them, and they're oftentimes as individual agents, not as strong or as powerful. So you may have to take higher quantities, and you may have to use several different things to get what's called a synergistic effect to get the same result as you might get from an individual pharmaceutical. The benefit, of course, is that these things from the natural pharmacy have a very low potential for side effects. So people can enjoy the benefits from, let's say, a pharmaceutical therapy without enduring the side effects or problems associated with it. So it's a really nice way of working with the body to regulate health and using weaker, more natural types of ways of manipulating certain physiology to get a desired outcome from the body. Now, when we come back from the break, Dr. Wong, I'd like you to just transition into the conversation a little bit around cholesterol. Thank you so much for sharing. That was phenomenal information and an overview of some of the most useful supplements for high blood pressure. I am sure every one of my listeners who deals with high blood pressure will want to listen to that segment over a few times to get all those notes down. So thank you for sharing that with us. When we come back, we're going to be focusing a little bit more on cholesterol, and then we're going to have to wrap up for today. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. This has been an absolutely phenomenal show. I have on the phone with me my special guest, Dr. Andrew Wong. In the last segment, he gave a crash course on natural supplements for high blood pressure. It was chock full of information. In this segment, we don't have a whole lot of time. We're going to be discussing issues around cholesterol. So, Dr. Wong, thank you for being on the show, and I am just going to let you get right to the good stuff.
Great. Thank you, Kevin. And we're talking about cholesterol, which, again, is epidemic in our society. People with coronary artery disease have about 86% prevalence of high cholesterol, and the general population has about a 40%. So, again, lots of people with high cholesterol. The present diagnosis of high cholesterol is obsolete. We don't use the right test to determine whether or not there's inflammatory, anti-inflammatory cholesterol. So you may want to ask your doctor about advanced lipid profiling, and this would be something that would be helpful for you. In addition, the cause of high cholesterol that has been typically been told is not really correct. High cholesterol in and of itself is not the problem, but the problem is the inflammation and the oxidative stress that comes along with metabolic imbalances such as chronic infections, such as chronic inflammatory nutrient intake. This ends up being a situation where the cholesterol becomes inflammatory and then can then get into inside the arterial wall and cause plaques and heart disease. And so the major treatment for cholesterol, standard treatment for cholesterol, is with statin medications such as Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, etc. We know that they do reduce cholesterol, but they don't reduce cardiovascular risk to the same degree, independent of lowering of bad cholesterol. So what that means is that there's been more and more studies now showing that the way statins work is by reducing inflammation. Again, going along with the idea of it's not the cholesterol, it's the inflammation related to inflammatory diet and lifestyle choices that then influence the cholesterol to go down an inflammatory pathway and cause heart disease. And so if we can treat the inflammation, that neutralizes any potential bad effect of cholesterol. Statins have many problems with them, the major one being that every statin drug is a toxin to the mitochondria, i.e. the organelles inside the cells that are involved with energy production. And so if you're taking a statin, you're actually reducing the amount of mitochondria and you're reducing the efficacy, the function of the mitochondria. This can result in a lot of side effects like muscle aches, cognitive dysfunction, nerve problems, even in terms of heart problems with statins because of side effects, because of depletion of the mitochondria. Sleep disorders I've also seen in people coming to me that have been on statins. So for statins, there's a role for statins, and the role is essentially for secondary prevention and for people with high risk, such as people with uncontrolled diabetes. But we'll talk about the natural ways to reduce cholesterol, And I'd like to start with niacin, which is vitamin B3. You can do a high-dose niacin, start with food. You can have quercetin or eat apples 30 to 60 minutes before the niacin. But this does reduce both cholesterol and lipoprotein A, which is another independent risk factor for heart disease, that statins do not reduce that. Red yeast rice is a quote-unquote natural.
Can you just go back? What was the point of eating the apples with the?
Apples have quercetin, and quercetin is involved in preventing flushing. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So it helps to reduce sometimes that unpleasant flushing
Correct.
Effect that happens with niacin.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Red yeast rice, a natural statin with much less side effects. You want to get a high quality product that does not have the citrulline in it, which is a toxic fermentation product from the red yeast rice. And so there's brands that are available commercially that you can use. You can go up to 4,800 milligrams in the evening, and that reduces cholesterol by the same amount as a quote-unquote regular statin medication without as many side effects by about 30 to 35%. Soy is another option. I don't use that specifically for cholesterol, but that has been shown to modestly decrease cholesterol by about 10%. Green tea, or the active extract from that, which is called ECGC, it does not change the concentration of LDL cholesterol, but it does reduce the oxidation of LDL cholesterol, i.e. it makes it into a neutral compound from a pro-inflammatory compound to a neutral compound. The dose of that is about 500 milligrams twice a day, or you can alternatively drink 60 ounces of green tea a day if you're a big tea drinker.
It's about 8 cups.
About 8 cups. It is a lot. So often I would recommend doing the supplement instead for that in that situation. Omega-3 fatty acids, again, good for blood pressure, good for cholesterol. Flaxseed, not the oil, can lower triglycerides up to about 36%, and it can lower LDL by another 10 to 15%. Just sprinkling some ground organic flaxseed in either your cereal or in a fruit or vegetable smoothie, that's a good way to get some flax. Olive oil is another anti-inflammatory in terms of decreasing oxidized LDL cholesterol. Tocotrienols, which are a type of vitamin E, is effective in about 50%, and this is a great combination if you already are on a statin medication for whatever reason. This has a different mechanism of action than the HMG-CoA reductase enzyme mechanism of action that statins have, because in relation to statins, your body actually produces a different pathway to circumvent that when someone's on statin. So vitamin E actually helps to prevent that. Pantothene, which is the type of B5 at about 900 milligrams a day, works very successfully. It takes about 6 months to work, and the dose of that would be around 450 milligrams twice a day. Garlic, again, can reduce LDL cholesterol. Resveratrol, again, we talked about in the blood pressure segment. Glutathione is another one, which is the master antioxidant. I would use liposomal glutathione. That, again, decreases LDL oxidation. Again, it decreases the inflammatory pathway of LDL. That's the main thing that we'd want to do there. Curcumin, again, which is a compound in turmeric and curry, 500 to 2,000 milligrams a day. It's a very benign, natural spice. It induces changes in the expression of genes that are involved in cholesterol metabolism, and is also anti-aging. And that's something that's something that anyone could safely take.
Yeah, curcumin is a great one. Dr. Wong, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we are totally out of time.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, Dr. Wong, tell people where they can find you in the spring of 2013.
So Casey Health Institute in Gaithersburg, Maryland. The phone number to call there is 301-664-6464, and our website is www.caseyhealth.org. And we look forward to serving patients there.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you learned a lot on this show. I certainly did. I'll be talking to you all in a couple weeks. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, everybody. It's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
On Sunday, December 2nd, we are ready to celebrate inauguration, woo-hoo! And we're going to tell you how to do it. We're going to talk to the Park Hyatt. We're going to talk to Michael Andrews. We're bringing in the people from Who's Shoes. And, of course, there'll be lots of food. So, inauguration special on Foodie and the Beast.
I hope the president's listening. This is David and Nikki Nellis. We'll see you next Sunday live at 11 right here on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD.
NBC News Radio, I'm Molly Page. Explosives were detonated at the gate as Taliban suicide bombers targeted a U.S.-Afghan airbase in eastern Afghanistan early today. NBC News correspondent.